So Moran says, Elo, Omer HaKadosh Baruch saying like this, Ma Shani Memis Ani Mechaya. The same person that I killed, there'll be Tchias HaMesim. His Tahav Aminah is that there won't be Tchias HaMesim, won't be Hashem will bring alive again the Mason that died already, but rather he'll create new people. They'll be like a new birth. That's the way Tchias HaMesim will be. No, Hashem is saying, Ma Shani Memis, the people that I killed already, that are dead already, Ani Mechaya, I'll bring them alive again. Kamoi, the same way, Shemachatzi Bani Erpam. The same way when somebody gets sick, and you heal him up. It's not the pshat. The healing is you're making a new person now. You're just healing a person that was sick already. Same thing. Kodesh Baruch will bring alive again the people that were dead, and not the pshat to create new people. Rashi says, "Kiven shom Hashem meisim hu mechayev pshita she hamoichsim yochel irpois el hos lashminon." The light timer don't think. Amos v'yech yelav de meisim chayim. Not that the people that were dead will come alive again. Kamar elani Amos es a meisim. I take kill those people already. V'ani mechayim zon es a chayim. O boires an aladim. Maybe I'll create new people. That's the way tchias a meisim will be. Lachik sir, the pasuk says no. Mechatzti v'ani erpo. Kishem shemash mechatzti ani erpo. Yein refu ela b'mukia. What are you healing up? Means somebody that's hit, that's sick. Kach ois atzloi shani meimis ani mechayim. The same way the person Gufa that was dead, there'll be a tchias HaMesim on him Gufa. Tana Rabbanan, ani omes v'yechya, yocho misa b'yecho da v'chayim b'yecho. The Brisa speaks that clearly. I would think one person will die and a new person will come alive again. Kiderech oylem, the sholem lay, the way we have it now, that people die and new people are born. Tamulayim, the pasuk says no. Mochatzi v'ani erpa, ma maka refua b'yecho. Just like when somebody gets hit and you heal them up again, it's the same person. Af misa v'chayim b'yechud. When a person dies and become alive, they're going to be the same person. Mikan, from here, these tzukim, tshuva, tzikasha, liyomim, to the people that say, ain't tchias ha-mesim in the Torah. Because here, so often the pasuk, there will be a tchias ha-mesim. Dover achar, another pshat is, betchilo, ma shani meimis, ani mechaya. That yes, the kasha, if Hashem brings them alive again, for sure they'll be healed up. Teretz says no. By tchias ha-mesim, if somebody, when he died, he was sick, he was missing a lung, something was wrong, is Peshat Tchias HaMesim first, Petchilo Ma'ashani Meimis Ani Mechaya. The same way the person died, that's the way Hashem will make him alive again. He'll be the same Baal Mum, he'll have the same sickness. For Hodor, after he becomes alive again, Ma'ashani Mechatzti Vani Erpo. Then there'll be a second nice leg. Hashem will heal them up, then all the sicknesses will go away. Right, then the Mishnah says, V'hekte Chelbov, that you're allowed to burn the fats of the Korban Pesach that comes out on Erev Pesach is Shabbos. You're allowed to burn it on Shabbos. So the Gemara Tanya, Omar Rabbi Shimon, Bo v'rol kama chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Let's come and look and see how chaviv, how dear it is to do a mitzvah at the right time. In northern, it means as soon as possible. Sharei hekta chalovim. This Indian, we shech the Korban Pesach through Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and if it's Shabbos, you're allowed to shech it then also. Now the next thing is you have to burn the fats. How long are you allowed to burn the fats? You're allowed to burn the fats that whole afternoon and the whole night. So really the question is, why are you allowed to burn the fats on Shabbos, if Erev Pesach is Shabbos? Why don't we say rather wait till the night time, wait till Yom Tov, and burn it on Yom Tov first? It's kosher, you are allowed to burn the fats on Yom Tov. Why does the Mishnah say you're allowed to burn the fats on Shabbos? Elamai and Saraya, that since the mitzvah starts right now, so it's chaviv, it's very dear to do the mitzvah as soon as it starts. Now the zman mitzvah, this svar is even doicha Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Sherei hekta chalavim veivorim updarim, burning of the fats, the kishkas, the murim, ksherim kol alayla." Really, if you didn't do it now, you could do it all night time. Still, v'yemamtina lematchetechshach. The Mishnah says you don't have to wait till the night time, but rather you're allowed to burn it right now on Shabbos. So we see what there's an inyan to do the mitzvah as soon as the time comes. The Rashi says, "Kshem kol alaylo." Could you say, "V'al moit alam esbeir kol alaylo"? For yochol laktirim kol alaylo, you could burn it all night. The achol pekene mamtinu leim matzatechshach. Ela machal len Shabbos leim. You're allowed to burn it right now on Shabbos. Could you say, like we have the posik, "Oila Shabbos b'Shabbatoy al oila satomid"? That any korban that you're allowed to bring on Shabbos, you're allowed to burn the fats also. Aba al makol ponim yisi choviv lemahir mitzvah b'shaitim. Even though the burning of the fat, if you want to, you could push it off to the night time. First burn it at night time. But still, there's a chavivah, there's a love involved to do it right away, even though it means to be doing Shabbos. So you see how chashav important it is to do the mitzvah at the right time, right away, when you can start doing it.
weiter akavosa wie avosoi. Then we add a din, the Tanakhama, the Mishnah says that the shvusim of either carrying your animal to the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos, or else bringing it chutz l'tchum, or else cutting off the wood that's growing on the animal, even to do it with a shinui, with your hands, it's only awesome, with the Rabbanan, still the Tanakhama says it's awesome. Hey, these things you should have done before Shabbos. Anything you should have done before Shabbos is not Deuche Shabbos. That's what the Tanakhama says. And Rabbi Elazar said no. Rabbi Elazar made the Kal V'Chayim in the Mishnah that Maduch, you're allowed to do the Shechita on Shabbos. You're allowed to Shecht the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos. You're allowed to Shecht it. So Avad, you're allowed to do any Shavuos. Any Issa the Rabbonin you want to do, the Tzorach, the Korban Pesach, is also Mutter. That was the Machlokes in the Mishnah. For the Gemara Raminu, have a kasha now. There's a Mishnah in Erevin that says, Choytchin Yabelas B'Migdish. If somebody has a wart, a growth on his hand, so in the Beis HaMigdish, you're allowed to cut it off. Avoloi B'Medina. But chutz from the Beis HaMigdish, you're not allowed to do it. But in the Beis HaMigdish, like Rashi says, Choytchin Yabelas B'Migdish, T'loi Gozu Ala Shvus B'Migdish. Mash Masoni Nisav Mid Rabbonin. And the klal is, the Rabbonin don't make the exeris in the Beis HaMigdish. Since it's negated to a kain, or negated to the korban, there's reason in the Beis HaMigdish. So it's a stira. Our Mishnah says it's Osir. You're not allowed to cut off the Yabelis on Shabbos and in the Beis HaMikdash. And here it's in Erevin, it says it's Mutter. And the Mishnah in Erevin just says Vim Bekli. But let's say using a knife, then Kan Bekan Osir. Then both plates, even in the Beis HaMikdash, is Osir. Because to use a knife to cut off a wood, that's an Issa D'Raisa. And Issa D'Raisa will not matter in the Beis HaMikdash. Just to lose your hands, it's a Shino, Sonim D'Rabbonin, they will make them. So it's a Stira. Here our Mishnah says it's Osir. And the Mishnah Erevin says it's Mutter. So Marga is two terutzim. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Bar Chanina. Two terutzim. Each one says a teretz. Chadama one says like this. Idi vidi biyad. I tell you both Mishnahs, our Mishnah and Erevin are both talking about you only using your hand. So it's a stira. Our Mishnah says even with your hand it's usur. And the Mishnah Erevin said that in the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to on Shabbos cut off a ward, a growth with your hands. I tell you, Habalecha biyaveshem. Our Mishnah is talking about what's still wet, it's still growing. So that's a bigger shavus. The Mishnah Erevin is talking about what's all dried up already, that's kamat falling off. So there, then, Mako, just pulling off a dried out wood, that's mutter. The Chadama one gives a terrace like this. Idiv yidi balecha. No, both Mishnahs are talking about you have a wet, a healthy wood that's growing. So the steer, our Mishnah says you're not allowed to cut it off on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Erevin says in the Beis HaMikdash is mutter, like kasha. Our, the Mishnah Erevin that says it's mutter is talking about your hands. Or Shavus is mutter. Our Mishnah is talking about a Kli. So that's why our Mishnah says it's also. And down here. Yeah. So tomorrow, Uleman the Yomina, the demander gives a teretz. Ha'biyad, ha'bakli, this last teretz that says that our Mishnah is talking about using a Kli, that's why it's also. And the Mishnah Erevin that says it's mutter is talking about using your hands. My time, Yomina, why didn't he want to answer like the other teretz? Idi vidi biyad. No, both Mishnahs are talking about with your hand. Why didn't you want to answer that like the first teretz? That our Mishnah is talking about what's still wet. So there's a bigger issue with the Rabbanan to cut it off. And the Mishnah Erevin is talking about what's all dried up already, the wood. That's why there you can cut it off in the Beis HaMikdash. Omolok, he answers and tells you, Yavesha, if it's a dried up wood, Nifrach Prichon, all you're doing is just like rubbing it off your body. That wouldn't be any issue altogether. So he doesn't like to say that the Mishnah in Erevin that's saying it's mutter is talking about a dried up one. Because if it's a dried up one, it should even be mutter in the Gvulin. Rashi says, Mifra Parach. Better. It's not even called a Chaticha. If it's all dried up, you just have to push it off. That's not called Chaticha. And the Mishnah there in Erevin says, you're allowed to cut. It says, you're allowed to cut off a growth from your body. So that's why he doesn't like the terrace that the Mishnah Erevin is talking about a dried up one. Mashma, both Mishnahs are talking about Chaticha cutting. They're both talking about a wet one, a fresh one. The Ayat the Sira, the Teretz says, our Mishnah is talking about the Kli. To use a knife, it's an Issa D'Raisa, so that's what's also to do. And the Mishnah Erevin is talking about using your hands, which is a Shino Yalim Rabbanan, that's Mutti in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rabbanan, let the first Teretz. Uleman Diyama Idividi Biyad. The second Teretz. That said, both Mishnahs are talking about using your hands. V'loi kasha. I, ho balecha. Our Mishnah says it's also talking about where it's wet. Ho biyavesha. That's what the Mishnah Erevin says, you're allowed to cut it off on Shabbos, somewhere where it's dried off. My time, aloyome idividi balecha. Why didn't he want to answer? No, both Mishnahs are rather talking about where the wards are wet. I, it's a theory then. V'loi kasha. Why did he want to answer this teretz?
Hobiyad. Our mission that says you can't cut off a ward on Shabbos is talking about, look at, Hobiyad, the mission Erevan that says it's mutter, it's talking about using your hands. It's only a shinui. It's an abnormal manner. That's what's mutter. Hobakli. Our mission here that says that it's osur is talking about using a kli, using a knife. Here it's an issue to write some. That's why it's osur. Why didn't he want to say the teretz? Omloch, he answers you like this. Kali, you want to tell me our Mishnah and Pesachim is talking about that you can't use a knife to cut off a ward on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash? Hokatorni Hossam. This much it says clearly there in the Mishnah Nervin. The Mishnah Nervin, even though it starts off to say you're allowed to cut off this ward in the Beis HaMikdash, but it says clearly, in Bakli, but Louis, so you're going to use a knife, Kan Vakan Hossam. It's also to do it even in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why I didn't want to say our Mishnah is talking about a knife. Because then what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? The Mishnah Nervin said those two dinim. There in Nervin it says, it's mutter to use your hands. That's called the shinui. When you want to use a knife, it's usur. So it already said the din in Nervin. What do we need a new Mishnah of Pesachim for to tell us this? It said it already one time. The Yiduch, the one that gives the Torah, answers you like this. Tiktoni kli hocham. The reason why it says a kli again here, even though it already said it one time in Masech to Ervin, that a kli is usur. So why did our Mishnah say a second time, the kli, you can't cut off the abelis, the growth with the kli? Because pluk to the Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yeshua, Slashrinan, and wants to tell us that you should know there's a Rebbe Lezer that argues. And now Mishnah, Rebbe Lezer says a kal b'chayma, that madach, you'll have to do the shchita of the korban on Shabbos, who adin avad, you'll have to cut off this wall on Shabbos also. So the reason why our Mishnah says, according to the Tanakama, that it's usur, pshit the Tanakama says it's usur. So the chiddush is, there's a man diyam, Rebbe Lezer, to hold the smutter. He holds even on this to the rice with smutter. Just like you're allowed to shech the korban Pesach on Shabbos, who are then you're allowed to do any yisr, the serve of the korban Pesach.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Amar Reb Lezer, Umayim Shchitas. Reb Lezer started to say his Pshan the Mishnah. He said no, that these things are mutter to do on Shabbos. Madach shchita shechtan the animal, which is nisa derisa, is mutter on Shabbos. So avada all these shvusim carrying the animal, chutz the tchum, it should be mutter on Shabbos. And Rabbi Yeshua answered back and said, no, I have a raya. Rabbi Yeshua said on every yomtiv, you're allowed to cook and bake on yomtiv. So you see, the Torah was matter and nisa derisa of baking, cooking, basarach yomtiv. For nesveg, you're not allowed to carry chutz the tchum. So you see, even though sometimes the derisas are mutter, but Rabbanan still made their shvusim. That was Rabbi Yeshua's kasha back to Rabbi Lezer. So Gemara, and then what was Rabbi Lezer's answer back? The answer back, why do you bring me a raya from a shvus of yomtiv to carry animals on yomtiv? There's no mitzvah involved. It's tamar reshus. Mashenkin here to carry animal for the purpose of bringing a carbon pesach, which is a mitzvah. How can Rabbi Lezer a mitzvah you're allowed to do on Shabbos? Just like you're allowed to shech the carbon pesach on Shabbos, you're allowed to do all these shvusim. That was Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yeshua said no. He brought a raya from yomtiv. So Gemara says now we have Yeshua the time. Yeshua goes according to his time. To Yomar he holds Simchas Yomtiv Nami Mitzvah. Yeshua says no, on Yomtiv teeth, to have food, to bring food, Chutz Tchum, is also called the Sorche Mitzvahi. The Tanya would not like this. Rabbi Eliezer Weimus, the goal is Shitosa, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, don't bring me Ryan from Yomtiv, because there it's only Rishus. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds like this, the Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer. Ein leli yodim yontif. On yontif, a person doesn't have to ela, he could do, oy oichav ashrayis. If he wants to, he could eat and drink. It's not a mitzvah, but if you want to, you could eat and drink. Oy yoshev ashrayna. Or else, if you want to, you could sit and learn the whole day on yontif. If less though, there's no mitzvah simchas yontif on yontif. You don't but have to eat on yontif. If you want to, you could fast and learn the whole day yontif. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. We have Yeshua ima, we pass with Yeshua. Chalkeyu. No, yontif you have to divide in half. Half of the day you have to spend eating and drinking. I don't know what mamash means mamash after day, but I call upon him, you have to have a mitzvah simchas yomtiv. You have to, after davening, go and have the suda. It's a mitzvah. And the other half of the day you have to spend in the Beis HaMedrash, davening and learning. So it's good our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua brought a raya. You see, on yomtiv there is a mitzvah simchas yomtiv teat. And therefore you're allowed to cook and bake on yomtiv. Still, if you left your food outside the tchum, midrabbanan, you're not allowed to carry the food from chutz tchum inside on yontif. So you see, even though you're allowed to cook to do an issur d'oraisa on yontif, but sometimes the shvusim are still osur. That was Rabbi Yeshua's raya. Rabbi Lezer says there is no raya, Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Lezer holds eating on yontif is no mitzvah. So the reason why the other Rabbanan said he can't carry the food from out of the Tchum, because there's no mitzvah tira on Yom Tiv. Vashenken on Erev Pesach, there's a mitzvah to bring the Korban Pesach, there for sure it is doichem. The Yom Rabbi Yechanan Ushnaya Mikrechadoshu. They both dash in the same Pesach, Rabbi Shu and Ebeleza. Cause Asirim Psukim. Cause of Echoraina, one Pesach says, Atzeres Lashem Lakecha. Shavuos Atzeres is Lashem Lakecha. Belongs to Hashem. Poshida means if you want to, you could daven and fast and learn the whole day. Just be Isaac and Hashem. Because of Echraim, another Pasuk says, Atzeres Tiyulachem? No, Shavuos should be for you. Atzeres Tiyulachem should be for you. Mashma should have a chilu mishtiyah. So it's a Sibra. Rebbe Lezer Sovar, the Pasuk means to say, Oy kulu Hashem, Oy kulachem. If you want to, you can spend the whole day Lashem davening and learning. If you want to, kulachem. So also, Nastam kulu lavdavke. Just means if you want to, you can also eat. But not that there's a chiv to do it. If you want to, you could. If we have Yeshua, Sava, Chalkei, you'll know, both things are mitzvahs on Yom Tiv. You have to do half and half. Chetziv Lashem, half the day you have to spend davening and learning. Vechetziv Lachem, and half you have to spend doing mitzvahs achila, simchas Yom Tiv. So our Mishnah is very good, the Machlokes of Yeshua and Rebbe Lezer. Vaitom Rebbe Lezer. Hakil Moedin, everybody is masking, even Rebbe Eliezer, that the Atzeres on Shavuos itself, on Chag HaShavuos, to be the Namu Lachem. Even Rebbe Lezer holds that on Shavuos you bedavka have to eat. There's a mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. My time, why? Yom shenitnu by Torah. On Shavuos is the day the Torah was given. So since the Torah was given, that's why you have to have a Simcha Mishta more than other Yom Tovim. So Rashi says, to be the Namu Lachem, she yismach boy, you have to be happy on Shavuos, but Michael Mishta, by eating and drinking, laharo is to show shenoyach, that you're very pleased, o mekubo, and you accept. Yom zeh, this day, liyishoel shenitnu Torah boy. This day of Shavuos, the Klai Yisrael received the Torah, is we're very happy about and pleased with it. That's what this day was supposed to eat. Now, all the Dashonim talk about this. The Chuvot should be pufaket on Shavuos, the Yom Man Torah. You should for sure be spending the whole day just learning Torah. His mother, every other Yom Tov, allowed to spend the whole day learning. So on Shavuos, the day the Torah was given, for sure you should be Isaac the whole day. So different pshatim. Some want to say that the pshat from learning is, don't think learning Torah is only when you come to Shia to learn. For the rest of the day, when you're eating, there's no Torah involved. Comes to teach us, no, the Torah is involved the whole day. Even B'shas Achil U'Shtiyah also has to be Alpi Derech HaTorah. The halachas are how to eat, which brachas to make, how to bench, different halachas. So on Shavuos come to teach us that the Torah is not just Tam Ruchnias, but it's Nageya to Gashmias. Anything we do throughout the whole day has halachas how we have to do. So therefore on Shavuos you have to use out the Torah and eat and be B'simcha, even to do those things, to do the mitzvahs that way also. Alright, different shotum. Right. Another kash we all ask is that here the Gemara says clearly, and we always say Shavuos is called Man Teresenu. The Torah was given on Shavuos. Real Lamaisa, we all Torah was first given on Zion. Moshe was Hosef Yemechad Midaitai. And the Shavuos we all disvav. So Chura doesn't stim. Shavuos is not the Man Torah. The Torah was first given on Zion, a Sivan. A day later, Moshe pushed it off a day later. Here's the kash of the Yolis. So one of the truths from the Sefer, from Sefer says is that really, the Man Torah Hashem wanted to give the Torah to Klai Yisrael on Vav Sivan. That was the Yom of Matan Torah. The Torah was supposed to be given. But Moshe, when he received the Torah, Moshe got a koich now to dash in the Torah. The pshat from Kabbalah HaTorah is that the drushes are not in Shemayim, but here on this world we could dash in the Torah. When Moshe got the koich on Vav B'Sivan to dash in, he was Hosef Yomechad Midaitai. He dashed in the Pasuk to say that Torah should first be given tomorrow. So Moshe pushed off the Kabbalah HaTorah until tomorrow. So Klai Yisrael received the Torah Mamish first on Zion Sivan. But the Nesinas HaTorah, the day that Hashem gave the Torah to us, to Bnei Yodim, to dash in the Torah, that was given on Vav. So it's good in Gemara. The Vav Sivan on Shavuos, that's called Yoim Shenitnu by Torah. This is the day Torah was given to us. We didn't receive it today though, because now that we got it, Moshe dashed in the Pasuk to be Moshe of another day, push off the Kabbalah HaTorah till tomorrow. So the Torah was first, we first received it literally, really, on Zion. But it's called Yoim Shenitnu by Torah. Weiter. Omar Rabba, Hakom Moedim B'Shabbos to be the name of Lachem. Everybody's masking on Shabbos also you have to eat. Only on Yom Tov, the Rebbe Lezer say, you could daven and learn the whole day. But Shabbos is masking you have to eat. My time of a Karosla Shabbos Oini. The Pasuk in Yeshayahu says, Shabbos is Inyan from Oinit Shabbos. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Hakom Moedim B'Purim to be the name of Lachem. On Purim also you can't fast, you have to eat. My time of, the Pasuk says, you may mishtav a simcha. Purim is you may mishtav of drinking and simcha. Kosev Bey, you may mishtav a simcha ksiv day. It says by Purim, mishtav a simcha. Ma bread Ravina, kula shasa, the whole year have a yasta betanisa. The whole year used to fast. So of course it means that by the daytime you used to fast. At night the time he ate. But every day of the year we used to fast. Except what? Yosatanis Lavar Miatsarto, excluding Shvuis or Puria, and on Purim, or Maili Yamat Kippura, and on Erev Yom Kippur. These are the only 3 days he even ate in the daytime. Mashm, even Shabbos, though he held no, he allowed a fast. But Allah, we held out like that also. On Shabbos, the Indian is Vikarosla Shabbos Oinig. He's supposed to have Oinig Shabbos. If a person enjoys fasting, that for him, Oinig is enjoyment is fasting, he's allowed to fast on Shabbos also. We're not allowed to fast because we don't enjoy fasting. Therefore, it's a mitzvah to eat. But a person that enjoys fasting is called Oinig, you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. So he fasted on Shabbos also. So the only 3 days of the year that you have to eat in the daytime is Shavuos, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur. Atzeres, why Shavuos? We did that before. Yom Shinito B'Torah. So Rashi learned you're supposed to be happy and show that you're pleased with the Torah. Purim, why and Purim? Was the novice that says in Esther, you may mishta v'simcha ksiv. Ma'ala Yom Kippur, why Erev Yom Kippur? T'toni chiyah ba'arav, midifta. The pasuk says, v'yanisim es nafshoseichem betisha l'chodesh. On the ninth day, you're supposed to fast. Shrat Gemara, v'chi betisha, hey mistanim, do we fast on the ninth day? V'alai b'yathirim mistanim, our Yom Kippur is the tenth day. Eloheimloch, the pasuk has come to teach us, Eloheimloch, whoever eats and drinks on air of Yom Kippur is a special schus. It's considered as if you're fasting the ninth day, and when you fast on Yom Kippur, it's like you're fasting 2 days. So therefore, it's a special mitzvah to eat on air of Yom Kippur. He used to eat then also. When it came Shavuos, Omri said like this. Avdili egla tota, make me a special animal. It's the third egla, the third calf. So Rashi says it means the mother that gave birth to the third child. The third child that comes out of the mother, that animal, that calf, is very good meat. That's the best animal. So make sure to give me a calf from the third one born. Omer, and he said, that he made a very good suda on Shavuos. Eloi hayayim, if not for this day of Shavuos, the kagorim, kama yosef ike b'shuka. As if not for me, why am I choshev? Why am I different? Because I learned Torah. That made me for big time chochem. I'm a special person. But if not for the Torah that I learned, there are a lot of Yosefs in the street. It's like he was makir type to the Torah because the Torah lifted him up. It was meroimim him. He was a higher person because he learned Torah. Rav Sheshes called Tlosin Yomim Mahadalei Talmudei. All 30 days, every 30 day, he would chaz everything he learned. As everything he learned in 30 days, at the end of the 30 days, he would chazer it over. And he would be leaning on the doorpost. The Yomer, and he said to himself, Chadoi nafshoi, my nefesh, my soul, feel happy. Chadoi nafshoi, feel happy. Lecho kiroi, lecho tanoi. I learned for you, and I learned, and I read the Chumash, and the Mishnah is the Gemara for your sake. For my own soul, that's why I learned, so my soul should be happy. For the Gemara, it's not that way, you only learn for yourself. The Yomer, if not for the learning of Torah, the whole world would not exist. Shenema, the Pasuk says, if I didn't create the day and night, and we dash and it goes on Torah, that the Pasuk says in Yoshua, you're supposed to learn day and night. So this Pasuk goes, if I didn't create the Torah that you learn, I would not keep in existence, not have made the Shemayim, the heaven, and the earth. So you see clearly, it's the learning of the Torah keeps the whole world in existence. So how could you say you're only learning for yourself? And of the Gemara, though, Mikara ki ovid inish hadaita the nafshe kovid. The whole point when a person goes to sit down to learn, that's not supposed to be your kavana. The kavana is not supposed to be, now I'm learning to keep the world in existence. You're supposed to be learning because there's a mitzvah for you to know Torah. So you're sitting down that your nefesh, you yourself, should know Torah. When you're learning right now the Torah, the mitzvah is to learn to know what the Torah says. That means you yourself have to be a Talmud Chacham. Later, agav, also it comes out of dust for the whole world also. But that's not your intention. The intention is for you yourself. You should become a Talmud Chacham. You have a mitzvah to learn the Torah. Omer Rav Ashi, Olamai dekomer Rav Elezer. Na mi yomtif rishus, that's what Rav Elezer said, that even though on yomtif we see that you're allowed to bake, but when Esveg and the Shvusim to bring something chutz tzchum is also on yomtif, Rav Elezer says that's no raya to Erev Pesach, because not on yomtif is only rishus. But I'm talking about Erev Pesach, it's a mitzvah. So that's what Rav Elezer said, yomtif is rishus, istle pircha, have a pircha on you. Oy bezoy, I'll tell you like this. Even what you want to say in Yom Tov, there's no mitzvah to eat. So I have a kabochem like this. Ma doch ma Yom Tov. Shita boy malocha shemushus. According to Rabbi Lez, you don't, but after have to have a suda. There's no mitzvah to have a suda on Yom Tov. Still, the Torah said, you're allowed to bake, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. So it's only your rishus. Is Madach, the Torah said, you're allowed to do melachas deraisa for rishus, for your own sake. He's lohita shvus shima, shima shvus, lohita shvus shima. Isn't it a svara? You're allowed to do all the yisurim, the rabbanim, also on Yom Tov? And we see not like that. We see that the shvusim are also on Yom Tov. So you see a kasha on your blessing. Even though the shchitas pesach is doicha Shabbos, but maybe the shvusim of carrying the animal, chus tchum, is not doicha Shabbos. So Shabbos, shloihita boyela molocha shal mitzvah, and a din shloitata shvush ima, avada Shabbos, that it's only mutter to do, the molocha shal mitzvah, you're only allowed to do the shchita. Shchita on Shabbos, tera pesach is a mitzvah. So avada is a svara, that shvusim should be yosser. So that can't, it's a pircha on you, Reb Lezer. So the more Reb Lezer is like this. Shvus the mitzvah, the flaino. Once we're talking about mitzvahs, I'll tell you, Erev Pesach, to bring the Korban Pesach, even though it's Shabbos now, your handling was mitzvahs, Zayin the Shchit is doicha, and who didn't know the Shvus the doicha. Because you're doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah. Mashenkin on Yom Tov, Reb Lezer Shita is, there's only a Rishus to eat. So true, the Torah was matter to do the malach of the rice of cooking and baking, but that's all. Shvusim, they weren't matter. Reb Lezer still holds the mitzvah is more of a sword to be matter, even the Shvusim. More Tanya Yom Reb Lezer. Umali im dichui machshire mitzvah sheliacha shchita es a Shabbos. Madach yulare bidoch yulare du to machshirma the mitzvah. After shchita on Shabbos, ti yisavid le mitzvah. The mitzvah was already done already. Still yulare do the shvusim. Is a svaro. Lo yitcha shim for sure at bimuto. Machshire mitzvah to do the preparations to doing the mitzvah shelefnei shchita es a Shabbos. That you have to do before the shchita on Shabbos. For sure it should be muto. So Rashi, Shalayach HaShchitah says Rashi, Michu Korvov. That we said before, that you're allowed to clean out Michu Korvov. That you're allowed to clean out the kishkas of the animal. That's a Shavus. You're cutting it, so you're pushing it out of the animal, the tub shuffling you had before. That's an Issa Rabbonin. And still will matter it. I was Litchet as a mitzvah. Even though what? The mitzvah was already done already. The Chur for sure, isn't it a svara that before you did the Shchita altogether, you should be allowed to do the Shvushim, which is called more Sorche Gevoya. Omalei Rabbi Kiva said no. Demali imdicho machshire mitzvah shliach Shchita. I tell you know why the Mishnah says you're allowed to do this Michu. Kerovov, you're allowed to clean out the kishkis on Shabbos. Es a Shabbos, shirei dochsos Shchita es a Shabbos. Because you already did the Shchita. Like once you already started to do the malachas on this animal, so swear you're allowed to finish it off already. Mashenkein tiyoma yitcha machshire mitzvah. Well, we'll soon see the swear a little different. We'll soon see tiyoma, but rather to say yitcha machshire mitzvah. But you're allowed to do this hechshire mitzvah of cutting off the abelis on Shabbos or carrying the animal chutz tchum or carrying on your shoulders of neshki before the shchita. It's a Shabbos. Shloit dochsos a shchita to Shabbos. You didn't do the shchita yet. So since you didn't start to do the mitzvah yet, then you can't start doing any dichuyim. It's only once you already did a dichu, you already did a shchita on Shabbos, you already did the yisra, you started to do the mitzvah of shchita, then it's a svar you could finish off the rest of the mitzvahs of the Korban Pesach. Then achnami, before you started to chef the Korban Pesach, maybe taka the shvusim and taka rosa. That's one svar. Dover achra, another svar is, shem yimsa zevach posel, v'nimsa mechal es a Shabbos mafreya. We can't let you carry the animal to the Beis Hamikdash, Chutz Tchum, or carry some of their bellies, because maybe later we'll find out it's a psul. And what you did before was still a tzarech, you're mechal Shabbos. But after Shchita, that we know the animal is kosher, then you're allowed to do the Shavusim. Fred Gemari Hochi, this is the Svara, Mishkat Namila Nishkat. How are you allowed to shech the animal on Shabbos? Shema Yimtza Zevach Psul. Why aren't we afraid maybe Vashash Shchita you'll open up and find it's a treifa? You'll find the animal's psul. How are you allowed to make the Shchita? Listen, Ella, what do you have to say? That Avadrit's mutter, that the Torah says Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, so you're allowed to shech the animal. We're not afraid maybe we become a posel. About your being Isaac now and doing the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is Doicha Shabbos, you're allowed to do the mitzvahs.